Yeah.
Hello?
The
hello? Don't want to interrupt your dinner, but I wanted to know. Oh, where are you? I'm glad he liked it, you know.
He's not in the room, so I'm not saying that's
all right. Well, that's nice of him to say. You know, Rogers was there. I, of course, acknowledged him when I spoke, but I didn't say anything about him on the foreign policy, because I was speaking to the whole network, and also, after all, in New York, there's a hell of a lot of people that don't approve of what he's done in Israel, so I just didn't mention it. Let me ask you, what did you think of Laird's performance today? That's why I just got up on Siemens. I don't care much about Siemens, but God damn it, Siemens is not our friend, is he?
Well, Mr. President, you have been trying to get rid of him for 3 years as Secretary of the Air Force.
I know. What do you think, is he our friend or not, or what is he? He's basically he's one of those... intellectual.
Yeah, semi-intellectual.
That's right. But I don't think he's a guy we can work with too well there. I don't know who I have any alternatives, but I just think we ought to try to find one.
But
I had to say that I just didn't think he could take this.
No.
He just can't walk in here and say, look, here's the ones we're going
to
have. Good. Well, it'll shake him up a little. Mel needs... it'll affect him a little. But I'm telling you, his line and so forth is something.
Meg told me about the meeting with Rod.
Yeah, right. He didn't take Mel's line, but Mel had gotten to him. And he was sort of...
Well, his worry is also that he'll reveal the negotiation with Daniel.
Oh, you think he's worried about it?
Oh, yeah, he's very sensitive.
Doesn't want us to reveal it?
My worry, my feeling as president, I don't know whether these negotiations are good, but I feel if you go the route of a long announcement, then you're going to be nitpicked all through the congressional session with what it is you're up to.
On the other hand, Henry, in January, you see what we're... Bill makes one point which may be valid, and that is that we make a 2-month announcement, and in January we got to make a big one.
Yeah.
So,
out of the way before.
But what can we say then? That's the point. Whether we can say enough by then. Yeah, you see what I mean?
Well, then you can. What I would do in January is to say I'm going down to whatever the residual force is in July, but I wouldn't call it a residual force. I'd just leave it open. What you do then?
Except that the real thing we need to do in January is to get the issue out of the way at that point. If negotiations fail, then we've really got to get the...
My instinct would be to spread the whole record out and say this is what we're doing and fight these guys. I do not feel that there's a lot of steam left.
You were starting to tell me about Newsweek and Gandhi.
Yeah, but that isn't the major thing. They are not even in your Pakistan. I think you'll find the spirit. But they didn't even discuss Vietnam until the meeting was 2 hours old. Then they said, well,
coming back to your conversation with Grunewald, you think he's on the level on what he's saying?
Oh, yeah. He said there's only one. He said it's not even close. There is only one possible man. So then I said, well...
Why not Braun?
I said, you're not going to make this official of an interview. He said, no, he is on the cover already, no matter what he does. He's the man of the year. He wanted to have it held tight.
Oh, of course.
He said, this is it. He would like
They're doing that because
interview.
Of
He'd
China.
Like to have an interview, too, and he strongly implied that they would make it very positive and let you edit it.
Well, we will we can talk to Hagen. You talked to him since we had our meeting with Rogers?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's really a...
Mr. President, the thing that occurred to me is that you mentioned to him a few weeks ago what you were going to do.
No, you and I were together then. We told him.
At that time, he thought it was a good idea.
That's right. So that they can be for something else, that's
so
the point.
So that they can be for something else and for sheer publicity purposes. Each of them with a different motive. And sure, it's a fact that all of these positions have been cut, and each of them has its problems.
Well, it's a tough one. I mean, when you have to take a close look. Come around and say, well, what do you do?
I'll be telling you, Mr. President, you've done so well up to now. It's a close decision. Either at risk, we're 100% behind you, or you're going to be fighting with you no matter what you do.
Well, they never say that. Well, we'll get Rogers aboard. We could do that, but.
Yeah. But one shouldn't have to go through this. Besides, Mr. President, I think we can handle the 45.
Yeah, well, Laird opened that one up by what he said. You know, I was trying to, you know, play a little.
Just tell Laird you're taking good announcing what you're actually planning.
Right.
So he has no complaints.
Right. He can't say he authorized or advocated for it because he didn't.
But if you wanted to, you could still extract your intuition made good as the job is proposed today. You're not locked to do the final thing.
Except for the fact that, as I often said, that once the Congress begins in January, the resolution is pouring in one after another, trying to get ahead of us.
Yeah, but Mr. President, if you have a major deadline, and they know April 15th is coming, they sure as hell are going to try to get ahead of us.
Yes, I know, but in January, if we announce it, we then have the April 15th deadline, too.
Well, but they won't have much time to get ahead of us.
Well, maybe not.
They won't get back till January 8th, but you can call the shots any time you want to because they'll know the negotiations by then.
You had anything further from the Germans as to whether they're going to go in
that? Who?
The Germans. As to whether they're come for the meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's all set.
The date, but...
Well, they're waiting on us.
Well, that's good.
They're waiting for Pompidou, Mr. President.
Well, he has to come first.
That we will have by Friday, do you think, this week?
Good. See, Rogers doesn't know about those meetings, that's why.
No, but he can get the credit for it.
I don't give a shit about the credit. The main thing is I put the Latin America thing until after the State of the Union. I thought that's a good idea.
I think you'll be happier.
Chuck it down there then and get it done with, but not have it bothering me beforehand. Isn't that important?
I think that's so. But I believe, on the whole, the game plan we had is the better one.
Yeah.
You have. I really believe, Mr. President, if you go out there and come to the theater, that I believe...
Just announce deadpan, we're going to... after all, 45,000.
I wouldn't give too many on this.
I'm not going to give a goddamn any.
Because, Harold, you say the situation. Laird can waffle along about how great the situation in Vietnam is, but he didn't want to go out with the inauguration.
You know? Oh, boy, I forgot that. Everybody was not there. Nobody was there. Not Laird, not Rogers, not anybody else.
Who did it alone, and they helped out a bit when he was there.
Right.
But he couldn't have done it if you hadn't had the September 16th at that time.
Give Nelson my best and tell him I greatly appreciated his remarks. He was awfully good. All out. Great. But he was pleased with the meeting last night. You're right. No, he's right.
It would make me too political, right?
I couldn't agree more. That's right. Right? Oh, you shouldn't go. No? Well, good. That's good. That's good. Well, we can take a look at it in the morning, okay?
Right.
Good luck. Have a good dinner.